Any public comment from the crowds here this evening?
Yes.
Well, there's a microphone up there, Ron Boyer.
I must use the royal we here.
You should. You can be everybody. Hi.
I'm sure that she's... Okay. Well, it's good to see you all again, and I can't believe it's a new year. How many times I'm fubbing my dates when I write them down there. But, a couple of things. One, as we're looking at a lot of factors there, getting the past minutes available is still awfully important for we have here to see what has taken place, how it has gone along. Really, there basically aren't any, going back months and months and months. And the next thing really is the working waterfront issue. I've listened to people hashing it over again and again, and it's flexible or it's kind of impressionistic or something, but really, the Constitution says the state law has, supremacy over, however that term is done. Or they said it's that phrase, you may have to get another phrase to use here, but it's very definitely working waterfront is commercial fishing related, not anything on the waterfront related. The F word is in the law itself, in the definition. So to go, it means other things, it's like, I don't know, that's rather bold to add things to a law and say, this is what we believe. So I really urge you to find another, you could say more impervious surfaces or something like that. Because nearly everything except fishing involves, adding another, impervious surface or whatever it is. There. But the fish need the Rockland Harbor, They're one of the primary users. The lobsters need all these critters too. And it's an important part of the bay. And again, I was like, the communication plan. I know some months back that was being worked on, setting it up so that there'd be a public event, and really hasn't seen much enthusiasm for getting that forward, and so I think that public presentation that is supposed to come out of that really is important. The harbor's got all these different user groups. The way to do it is to solicit somebody from each user group that wants to be involved, have them sit at the table while Neil presents, and have them be hard-nosed about each section of it. That to me is the public that matters, this sort of thing, not just random individuals. You get groups representing them. Again, this whole thing about timing and all that, I know that, you said there, that we'll be getting feedback tonight and from the next meeting and so on, because things are tapering off there. But as said, it's hard to get information, the plan, the draft plan, or anything on the web for us, whatever, to feed back on. You have to have some food to feed back. And I think, I'm not sure how that should go on there. The draft plan, maybe that's what's about to appear on the screen. Finally, when the committee is over, it's been alluded to, what's going to happen? Is it going to dissolve? Is it going to do a 2.0?
I personally plan to dissolve myself.
Okay, well, remember how Dorothy's Witch did that?
Yes, thank you.
What about all the materials that are all expensively put together by Noel? It's very useful info. Is that going to be archived somewhere on the city's website, the natural resources section? Or if there isn't one, it ought to be. This is credible information. It's, what do you call it? Gray literature, in the sense that it's not scientifically approved, but it's gray literature of facts. And it should be incorporated with something. That's just not set down the memory hole. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you. Do you care to give some kind of sketchy response in terms of...
I love sketchy
main
responses.
Points for that?
Let's see. Yes, I was going to mention tonight, we had talked about this at the last meeting, but I'm still going to... haven't had a chance to go through the website just to see exactly what's there from the stuff that I'm producing, but all of these PowerPoint shows that we have should be available, so I just need to make sure they're there. I was going to get with Callie on that, and
maybe it's a matter of, I know people say, hey, I found this or that. having it very clear that the sort of name tags of the different data available, because sometimes
yep.
one's a subdatum of another thing where it should be, hey, yes.
Yep, so I'm trying to think about this in a couple of different ways. One is, here's the information that we're discussing at committee meetings. So reflected in the minutes, reflected in the presentation materials, which are, the way I've tried to set it up is for people watching at home or whoever can kind of look at that and see exactly, more or less exactly what we're all looking at, number one. So I still have to get with Callie on that one. That's not her fault. That's my fault, because I was gone last week. With regard to the public process, we talked about this already, and there's definitely a public outreach process in place. And I'm thinking it's going to be February 6th timeframe, which is our first meeting in February. Seems to make good sense for that. But I've been sort of holding off on scheduling that to make sure that everybody as a group is comfortable with the document and where we are. So kind of want to feel that out after today's meeting.
A thing for the public to look at finally that